It's interesting that the Ran, he brings a Divrei HaGodah, he's talking, it runs in the end of Psochim, it talks about Sfiras HaOmer, and he brings that some, the Rambam, he says that it's the Oraisa, Brov Meforshim Askim in Sfiras HaOmer Achshav, that there's no Avoa, no Korban, so it's only the Rabbon. Then he says, Ube HaGodah Gam Ken Omru, there's a Medrash. B'shor Shomer Le Moshe Tavdun Eselikim Alo Orazeh, so Yisroel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when will be this Avodah? That means he told them Noch in Mitzrayim, when will be the Avodah? So he says, L'soiv Chamishim Yom, that means L'soiv Chamishim Yom, from when they go out of Mitzrayim. V'yumoinin kol echod ve'echod le'atzmai, each one counted for himself, because they were so eager to have the Torah, like the Chinuch is Marich in the time of Mitzvah, that the Iker they came out of Mitzrayim is Tavdun Eselikim Alo Orazeh. They were counting and they were waiting. For anything you wait, you count and you see how many days are left, how many days went by. So that's why they counted Sfiras HaOmer by themselves, and the Torah made it into a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So that's why the Chinuch says that you count the less days, because you don't want to count to say that there's 30 days left. It sounds like a burden to say 1 day went by, 2 days went by, 3 days. Then he says, and when it turns over, like today was the day that it turned over, yesterday was the middle day, so why don't we go and start counting the last days now, not the more days. So he says, just leave it the way it was. But the Iker Sfiras HaOmer was because they were eager for the term. Mikan kovu chachomim l'Sfiras HaOmer kloima, bizman hazeh she'enonu mevin korban v'lo yoimer, elo mechashvin nun yoim l'simchas ha'toyro, kmo shemon Yisrael bo yisoy zman, v'zeh vaday derech medrash. He says, the Iker milse zeichal ha'mikdash, why we count nowadays? But there's a smachta to say that since nowadays there's no korban, bizman hamikdash was for the korban, but now that there's no korban, so we go back to that medrash hagodah. The chachomim were somech on that medrash hagodah. Them said tzeichel hamikdash what there was in korbanos, somech on that medrash that they counted for matan torah. So here there's another nekuda that the sphira, the original sphira, was for matan torah, for getting the whole torah. Then the sphira became for minchas haomer. Then, nowadays that there's no Omer, there's no Avoah, so we go back to the Sfira, Kilo, we're waiting for Shavuos. Our whole Shavuos is not the Shtei Alechem, not the Korbanos, and our whole Shavuos is the Matan Torah that we have. So Memela, we go back to our Sfira in this Medrash, and the Inyonim goes to Matan Torah. So I just now thought that it could be, well, already the Yotze, the Agadat of the end of it, that the Pshat is like this. When they counted Sfiras HaOmer, they counted just to get the Torah. It says, Lo nitna Torah el ochle man. So the fact that they ate man was because they were getting the Torah. They even ate man before they got the Torah. Man started already before that. And they had the tam man from the ugas that they took out of Mitzrayim. So they already had the achona for getting the Torah. They're already eating man. Lo nitna Torah el ochle man. When did they stop eating man? When they brought the Omer. Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz mimochos ha'pesach matzis v'kolu. That's when they stopped eating the man and they brought the Omer. So memeilu, so the sphira starts for the Omer and not for the man. That means they went over, they made a transition from ochel ruchni to ochel gashmi. They went into the gashmias. So now the sphira is not for the simchas ha'torah, only for the Omer and for the, that means from the Omer, and from the and for the Shtei Alechem, that's Matir Chod, both are Matir Chodesh. The Omer is Matir Bekvulin, and the Chodesh is Matir Bamitrash. But nowadays that we don't have Omer, and we don't have Dizin Yonim, so it could be we go back to a certain Inyan, we go back to the Torah, and it's and the Inyan of the Sphira, it could be we have even the Inyan of Lintna Torah Loch Leiman. That's Divrei HaGodah. Like the Ran also brings in the middle of Sphira's Omer, he brings in the Inyan of HaGodah.